Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, mourners gather in Savannah to remember the teacher killed by a man fleeing federal immigration agents. Gas prices continue to climb in the wake of the war in Iran, and lawmakers take steps to limit campaign contributions from out of state.
This bill offers a common sense, balanced approach to protect Georgia elections from undue outside interference while promoting transparency and accountability.
Today is Monday, March 9th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Hundreds of people gathered in Savannah on Saturday to remember Linda Davis, the teacher killed last month in a high-speed chase involving a man fleeing immigration officers. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
At Savannah's St. Peter's Episcopal Church, Davis was celebrated as a teacher who had a transformative impact on the lives of special needs kindergarten students at Chatham County's Herman Hess K-8 school. During the memorial, only Savannah Mayor Van Johnson hinted at the chain of events that brought mourners to church.
We recognize that in this world, we are all illegal aliens. We're all here on a temporary visa. We didn't come here to stay because this life is not our own.
A spokesperson for Davis's family says past saying goodbye to her, they don't know what their next steps may be. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
State lawmakers wrapped up a busy week on Friday, passing dozens of bills before a critical deadline. That was crossover day, the last day that bills had to pass in at least one chamber to have a chance at becoming law this year. On Friday night, the Senate stayed in session until 10:45, while the House adjourned at 1 a.m. GPB's Sarah Callis was there, following the fate of legislation aimed at addressing fast-rising property tax bills.
HB 1116 would cap property tax increases at 3% a year. Representatives voted against another property tax relief measure Tuesday, which would have almost eliminated homestead property taxes through a constitutional amendment. Supporters of that measure, like Representative Shaw Blackman, amended HB 1116 in hopes of compromise on the issue.
Our intent is to stem what is an unsustainable path for our homeowners and our property owners.
Democrats like Representative Sam Park said they didn't know enough about the quickly amended bill by the time it reached the floor.
No one truly understands what is in here.
Other bills passed on crossover day include the creation of a domestic abuser registry, an animal abuser database, and a reduction in the state income tax. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Lawmakers also approved a bill to limit out-of-state campaign contributions to less than half of a candidate's donations. Carrollton Republican State Senator Tim Bearden sponsored the legislation.
This bill offers a common-sense, balanced approach to protect Georgia elections from undue outside interference while promoting transparency and accountability.
Opponents called the bill a vehicle to harass candidates. It passed the Senate in a party-line vote and now moves to the House. Oil prices surged today, leading to more worries that higher energy costs will fuel inflation and lead to less spending by U.S. consumers, the main engine of the economy. The surge comes as Iran chokes off the movement of tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, which moves about 20% of the world's total oil and liquid natural gas. As a result, Georgia drivers are seeing gas prices rise. Auto Club AAA says prices are 44 cents higher than last week and 56 higher than a month ago. The most expensive metro markets in the state are Atlanta, Athens, and Savannah. Morehouse School of Medicine is sharing more about its plans for a new research facility. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports Atlanta Congresswoman Nikema Williams was on campus today to learn more about the facility she helped secure federal funding for in 2023.
Morehouse School of Medicine received $950,000 to build a new academic research building. The new facility will offer larger classrooms, a simulation space, and an expanded animal care facility. President Valerie Montgomery Rice says the simulations will build resilience for future doctors.
The learner can see how they're engaging with the patient or engaging in this team-based activity and what their triggers are. You can then implement interventions to help them mediate that so that they then are having less burnout.
This expansion is part of an effort by the college to expand enrollment and improve medical access in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The Carter Center will host a series of discussions with representatives of 16 Georgia companies to educate them about their power to help employees better access mental health care. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Employers buy health insurance for their workers. The Mental Health Parity and Business Sessions are meant to explain how employers can use their purchasing power to better provide mental health care for employees. Sarah Phillips is with the Carter Center. She says the sessions are part of the larger Carter Center push for better awareness of a state law mandating that mental health care is as accessible as physical health care.
Understanding mental health parity and employer leverage. So this will focus on what parity requires, why it matters for employers, and how employer purchasing power can influence plan design and coverage.
June and November sessions are planned on identifying gaps in coverage and mental health in the workplace. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Atlanta has unveiled what city officials are calling a human rights action plan ahead of the FIFA World Cup. Saying the tournament should happen, quote, with Atlanta, not to Atlanta, the plan outlined today promises to support vulnerable populations, prevent human trafficking, and protect workers' rights, among other goals. The city is more than 3 months away from its first match of the World Cup, Atlanta's largest event since the 1996 Olympic Games. Savannah's most famous fountain turned Kelly Green Friday as the city kicked off its St. Patrick's Day celebrations. The annual greening of the fountain is a tradition that dates back more than 40 years. City leaders and the parade's Grand Marshal poured 17 pounds of dye into the water during the ceremony. The fountain will remain green through St. Patrick's Day. More than a dozen other fountains around Savannah will also be dyed for the holiday. In sports, Atlanta Braves pitcher Joey Wentz left yesterday's spring training game against the Tampa Bay Rays after injuring his right leg while covering first base. Wentz appeared to twist his knee on the play and was carted off the field, though he was later seen walking into the clubhouse on his own. Early reports suggest the injury may not be serious, but the team says he will get an MRI to be sure. Wentz is officially listed as being day-to-day. The 28-year-old left-hander had been competing for a spot in Atlanta's starting rotation for the season. The Braves now have seven players who are expected to start the season on the injured list. Joey Wentz would bring that number up to eight. Also, the Atlanta Falcons are losing running back Tyler Allgeier. The Associated Press today cited anonymous sources confirming he and the Arizona Cardinals have agreed on a two-year, $12 million contract. The 25-year-old has been a solid contributor for the Falcons over the last four seasons. Georgia Tech has fired its men's basketball head coach. The Yellow Jackets announced the sacking of Damon Stoudemire yesterday, a day after the team season ended with a 12-game losing streak. Georgia Tech finished last in the ACC after a 79-76 loss at Clemson. And a Major League Soccer rookie and a teenager scored for Real Salt Lake to spoil Atlanta United's home opener with a 3-2 victory for the visitors on Saturday night. And that is a wrap for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to come back tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for updates to any of the stories you heard today and for the latest headlines from GPB's reporters. If you've got feedback, we are all ears. Send us a note via email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.